Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shulman sitting here in the big chair for Chad Benson. He will be back. The numbers haven't changed. We're still here. It's the day after Thanksgiving, which means that day we took off to give thanks and maybe, if you were like me, not talk about politics, which I banned. I even threatened people. Okay? I did the deep fried turkey. Oh, so good. But I also had a large knife, a couple of them. And I brought that knife to the Thanksgiving Day table. So here are the rules. I don't care what you talk about, but anybody who brings up politics will be stabbed, and I'm going to throw you out. Now, I wasn't actually going to stab somebody, but there was no politics allowed. I just needed one day. Got one day. And now I'm back at it. Chad will be back at it I guess he's coming back on Monday. But there's a lot of stuff we need to wade through. Little by little, I don't know if things are getting out of control or what's going on. But people are wrecked. Still wrecked. Even as we're now in the Christmas season. Or whatever season you want it to be. People are still wrecked, and all that's being done is coddling. Whether you're talking about Hampshire University in Massachusetts, or you're talking about Jill Stein in Wisconsin, or you're talking about a group of people that want California to leave the union, people are wrecked. People are acting like idiots. In the name of this election. Why? Why? Because your guy didn't win? People want to change the way we elect a president. As if it just changed this year, which it didn't. It's been going on for quite some time now. But since their woman didn't win, or guy, whoever it was they were voting for, well, since they didn't win, well, now we need to change things. Not the first time that somebody has said this, okay? Hampshire University in Massachusetts won't fly the American flag because people are having feelings issues. Jill Stein somehow managed to raise more money to recount the Wisconsin votes than she managed to raise to run for president overall. Why? Does she have any evidence? Then any of the votes? No. Just circumstantial. It's nuts. Daniel Vogel is a student at Hampshire University. Different name, a different guy. There's another Daniel Vogel out there who's a successful guy. Not him. This Daniel Vogel is a student at Hampshire University. Sat down with Tucker Carlson to talk about what was going on in Hampshire University. They won't fly the flag, but they want to have discussions over all the concerns that all the kids have, because there are people out there that actually view the American flag as a symbol of hate. And frankly, it's just getting in my way. Let's hear a little bit more from Daniel Vogel.
I have some sense. What's the median family income in this country? Do you know?
The median family income in this country?
Yeah. What does the median family make? Yeah, it's
the
much
median
less
family in this country.
Yeah, it's much less than 1 year of your schooling. Yeah, of
$62,000,
which is what you pay or your parents pay for you to go to Hampshire school and burn the American flag. It's much less than that. And so I just wonder if you understand the bounty that you have, the good deal that you have, the excess that you're benefiting from. Do you get that at all?
Oh, no, I am 100% privileged to be at this institution. And I think that I have to recognize the fact that the wealth of my parents that was able to pay for this institution was garnered off of slavery and was taken from exploitation. The land that I live on was taken from Native peoples, and the land that I live on back in Portland, back home, was taken from Native peoples. It's the wealth of the people who've who've been oppressed and who've had things stolen from them that allow me to go to this institution.
But then, so why are you doing it? I mean, honestly, no, but honestly, why are you doing it? I mean, why not go pick apples in Washington State? Why are you consuming $62,000 a year of this blood money, as you describe it, to sit around campus and do pointless rhetorical and symbolic acts like burning flags? I mean, why not work with the people, the laborers?
Now, I very much disagree that symbolic, removing the flag was a not useful thing. I mean, it got me on your show, correct?
Yeah.
It's a useful tactic in terms of getting voices out there.
Okay. I'm tired of this stuff. If you feel so guilty because of everything that happened in history before you were born on this planet, do yourself a favor. If you feel like you stole because you're white, okay, go give your house to an Indian. Okay? Cigar, not Slurpee. Go give your house, your car, empty out your wallet. Hand over your credit cards. Tell them to go nuts. If you feel that guilty about it, if you feel privileged, forgive me if I don't. My parents worked for it. I worked for it. I don't deserve this. I flippin' earned it. Ward, Indiana, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Ward.
Hey, buddy, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, if these idiots feel so guilty, you know, about all this stuff, like I've told people for years, I said, then go find a bunch of Indian people, give them your house. Go find a bunch of black folks, give them all your money. Go find a bunch of Mexican folks, give them all your worldly possessions, and then you go turn yourself into the authority for what you feel you're guilty of. Not one of them will do it. Second of all, I believe without hesitation, I'm 51 years old, okay? I served in the military during the Cold War. What we have seen for the last at least beyond 8 years, it's been longer than that, but what we have seen for the last few decades, without question, proves Joe McCarthy was right when he said that the communists were going to infiltrate every aspect of our country, especially the institutions of learning, and we're going to pollute the minds of these young people, and we see it today. They're all willing to burn the American flag. Not one of them will snatch the Mexican flag away. Not one of them will snatch the Black Panther flag away. And it's just, are you people insane? What is wrong with your brain? I'll tell you what is wrong, because the communist agents that Joe McCarthy told us was going to infiltrate our schools, infiltrated our schools, and have polluted the brains of these kids and even older ones that are in college for decades now, and it shows. In the riots of Seattle and Portland a week or two ago after the election, what did we see them marching with? The communist flag of former Soviet Russia, the anarchists destroying things. I had a lady friend of mine I used to work with. She went to Penn State years ago, and she said there was an incident that happened in Penn State where they had a bunch of chaos, a bunch of civil unrest. After it was all over, the police and the school authorities got together. They went over all the footage, and every single one of these kids who was doing all this vandalism and stuff that was identified, they threw their ass out of school. And that's exactly what should be done with all of these little morons, you know? Maybe, I mean,
and by the way, Ward, you're right, but it's not because they had a opinion about the government. It's because they burned a flag that wasn't theirs. I mean, that's vandalism. If they throw them, that's up to the university. I have no problems with people who want to question the government. I have no problems with people who are mad and want to do something about it. Just actually do something, because a lot of people protest. A lot of people show up to a rally. Okay, and then what? A rally's easy. A happening is easy. Burning a flag, as despicable as I think it is, that's easy. Your demonstration only lasts as long as those flames do. Then what? Because you didn't actually change anything or address anything. See, Joe McCarthy may have been right, but you know what? It's still not against the law to be socialist. in this country.
Yeah.
It's how do we bring everybody back? How do we bring everybody back, Ward? That's what I want to focus on. How do we bring everybody back into the fold? Do you have any solution?
Oh yeah. For one, you go through every single teacher in every institution in this country. If they're a card-carrying member of the Communist Party or Socialist Party, their ass is done, period. That's where you start. Because these young minds, Ward, full of mush, as Rush Limbaugh says, they are looking to their elders for guidance, and that's the kind of guidance they're getting. Communist, socialist, anarchist guidance.
Ward, it's one solution. It's not a solution I actually subscribe to. I'll tell you why. And listen, because you don't fire people based on political beliefs. I'm sorry. If we don't, if everybody wants to get, I want something better. This is a private institution. They can do whatever they want. Performance. You fire people on performance. Or, since I'm in radio, budget cuts. But you fire people on performance. Not because of their belief. Because if you fire them on their performance, or if you fire them on their social belief, or their political belief, well, then what else? You know, you go down that slippery slope of actually living out and exemplifying everything that people are so afraid of. Go right after them without costing them their job or their livelihood. Go right after them. Join that conversation, which we're actually having right here on the Chad Benson Show. Have it. Not everything is cancer. Okay? Somebody asked me a while back, and I define conservatives. Define conservatism. Define conservative. Define liberal. And you'll ask 100 people, you'll get 100 different answers. But you don't just go firing people. You don't. But at one point, you do have to teach the lesson, which colleges should be doing, that things don't always go your way. Hey, that's real life. That's reality. Things don't always go your way. And you don't always get to quit. I appreciate the call, Ward. You don't always get to quit. You don't always get to give up because, most importantly, there may not always be somebody there to take care of you. Wipe your behind, blow your nose for you, pay your bills. No. Because that's not reality either. Nate Shellman here, filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show, 344-2423. That's 844-344-2423 or 844-DIG-CHAD.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman filling in for Chad Benson. 844-344-2423. Talking about the sensitive issues. Really a lot of people's sensitivity. And the coddling being done across all facets of the country. Let's get to Tim. Tim, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Nate. Few things. One, I totally agree with you on the whole situation with the kids being entitled, that kind of thing. But how to bring them back into the fold? They're rebelling. Okay, and how do you handle a rebelling kid? I mean, it's essentially what they are, is just a bunch of kids. They're rebelling. The only way to handle that is to discipline, and that's the way I see it. And the way I see it is kind of the Reagan-esque concept. You know, the violence that's going on, that's unacceptable. In Reagan's time, he made the comment, if they want blood, let's give them blood. And the fact of the matter is we need to get a little more firm with the privileged youth, or the entitled, or the babied, so to speak. Get a little more firm with them and let them know what firmness feels like. And that in itself will show them more of what America's really about. It's not about a fascism or controlling and all that kind of stuff, or even racism, really. I mean, it used to be way back in the day, but the fact is a lot of that's changed, and times have changed. And on top of that, the flag doesn't stand for that. The flag stands for the ones who made people free that were allowed, that weren't allowed to be free before, and they don't understand that.
It stands for everybody, Tim. The flag stands for everybody. Discipline, yeah, you know what? There's a place for that. Find the person who burned the flag and discipline them. The other way to get them back in the fold, reality. Reality works too. You know, there's a lot of people that had a lot of great ideas. Well, why isn't it like this? Well, if somebody has $1 billion and somebody has none, what? It sounds great in theory, but then, well, why does that person have nothing? You know, actions have consequences. For people dealing with all kinds of issues in your life, believe me, my heart goes out to you. I've dealt with issues too. Everybody has come back from something, and a lot of people have earned it. Only those who win the lottery get to say they were privileged. Those who were born into really rich families who keep their money and grow it, even I could argue they earned it. You know? You ever have 20 bucks in your pocket and turned it into 40? I mean, that's an accomplishment, right? It's great. Tim, I appreciate the call. Let me get to Randy. Randy, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Nate. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just kind of wondering if the election had gone the other way, if these counselors would have been hired by the universities, and we'd have seen them taking the flag down and all this other craziness that we're seeing. You know, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. Honestly, I wish I had that crystal ball. If I had that crystal ball, I probably wouldn't be doing radio. I don't remember this. I don't remember the counselors 8 years ago. I don't remember the counselors 4 years ago. You know, I don't remember people so mad that McCain lost or that Romney lost that they just, you know, didn't feel like going to school or didn't feel like going to work. I don't remember that in mass. People have been burning the flag for a while, and people have been passionate about politics. The most interesting part about this election is it is the photo negative, almost photo negative of everything that happened 8 years ago. People have talked about voter reform. People have talked about voter ID. People have talked about voter validation for the past 8 years, and everybody cried out racist. Everybody cried out that they were trying to divide. Now Jill Stein wants to recount the votes in Wisconsin. We'll talk about that when we come back. Nate Shellman filling in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman here from Boise, Idaho, filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show. By the way, biggest news today. Now they can finally fill in the map. Michigan officially, as if there was any doubt, Michigan officially went to Donald Trump. Donald Trump has officially won Michigan by 10,704 votes. So it's official. At one point he had 13,000, but once every county certified the results, Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton by 10,000 votes. Some people still want to fight the election. But it's not Hillary Clinton. I don't know what deal was made or if she wants somebody else to go to the forefront. It's Jill Stein. Jill Stein, I kid you not, Jill Stein has raised more money to get votes recounted in Wisconsin. And I think she's probably going to go over to Michigan and quite possibly Pennsylvania. But she's starting with Wisconsin. She's raised millions of dollars. More money to get votes recounted than she did for her own Green Party presidential campaign. And they're officially doing it. I guess it costs $1 million to recount the votes in Wisconsin. It's not the first time votes have been recounted. This has happened before. It's the why. When somebody wants to recount votes, it's because either the margin is so tight, somebody has to stand up and say, okay, all right, this is really close. Let's make sure. Let's double check. Right now, there's a vote difference in Wisconsin of over 27,000 votes. 27,000 people is the difference between Donald Trump winning and Hillary Clinton losing. Jill Stein also got 30,000 votes in Wisconsin. It could be argued, had she not run, maybe that state would have gone to Hillary. But hey, that's neither here nor there. But Jill Stein spoke with CNN about these recount efforts.
Why do you feel the need to challenge this?
Well, let me put it this way. Why would anyone not want to count the votes and to be sure that they are counted accurately? What we know is that there were lots of hacks taking place around this election, hacks into voter databases, into party databases, into individual email accounts. And what we also know, unfortunately, is that the equipment that we use, much of it is not just open to hacks. It basically invites hacks and malfeasance, tampering, human error, et cetera. Some of the voting machines in use in Wisconsin, for example, have actually been prohibited in the state of California because they've basically been proven to be wide open to tampering.
That's her reason. That's Jill Stein's reason. We have more from her, but hold on. Jill Stein wants the votes recounted, not because there's proof of hacking, not because there's been some whistleblower saying the votes weren't counted correctly. No. Jill Stein wants the votes recounted in Wisconsin because, well, the Democrat Party got hacked. Well, think about that for a second. I really hate playing the game of if the Republicans had done this, would it have come out different? But if the Republicans had done this, would the attitude be different? Honestly, there's sour grapes and there's cause for concern. How many times have you heard people say, you need an ID to vote, we should require an ID to vote, and somebody counteracts that with, well, if you require an ID to vote, that's going to disenfranchise or keep so many demographics away from the voting booth, whether it's the elderly or black voters or Hispanic voters or Latino, whichever language you're using today. Everybody's got a reason why you can't require an ID. Why do we need to recount the votes? Why? Well, because somebody could have. Did they? Well, they could have. Did they? Are you recounting the votes? Or are you looking to see if something was hacked? Those are two completely different questions. Chad's lines, 844-344-2423. That's 844-344-2423. Should these votes be recounted because somebody thinks they could have been? Not because they have evidence, not because they have an inkling, but just, oh, we think it could be. Computer scientists, come on, you've heard this before. Computer scientists, well, Hillary Clinton did 7% better in areas where they use paper ballots as opposed to areas where they used electronic ballots. Doesn't that make you wonder? And they hate my answer. No, it actually does. It doesn't make me wonder. It doesn't. I could take that two ways. One side says, well, the vote counting could have been hacked. Another side says, well, looks like people couldn't stuff the ballot box. How do you want me to look at this? Because right now, it doesn't make me wonder. Should these votes be recounted based on circumstantial? It's not even evidence. It's a theory. It's just a theory. 844-344-2423. She has zero evidence. Zero. She wants to base a Wisconsin recount based upon the premise that the DNC got hacked during the primary. She wants to have a recount based on the fact that people get their identity stolen and databases get hacked. Everybody either has been or you're about to be hacked. I don't know anybody that hasn't gotten a notice from their bank or a store or a website where their information could have been compromised. Does that justify a recount? No. Forgive me, I need more. Should these votes be recounted? There's one side of me that says, well, you know what? Go ahead. Recount the votes. Recount the votes. Do whatever half-ass exercise you want to do just to have the vote still come out in Trump's favor. And now what? But all they want to do is stall. My opinion, my belief says all these people want to do, all these people that want to deny reality. Remember, it's one of the stages of grief. Denial. They want to deny reality. By the way, conservatives, Republicans, you know you've dealt with it. You want to deny reality. I heard a story about somebody, I've heard stories about ballots being burned, people being turned away from voting locations at gunpoints. I've heard all these amazing stories. No proof. Jill Stein raises millions of dollars through crowdfunding from a lot of people who didn't even vote for her because they're that desperate. I'm torn. Half of me says, go ahead, count them again. Count them again. You paid the fee. Go ahead, count them. But I still want to know, based off of what evidence. And that's part of the process. This isn't an ego game. The country chose through the republic process. The country chose through the republic process its president. The people voted. And they don't understand, every day you, well, now the differential is up to 2 million votes. So what? It's not a popularity contest. Jill Stein goes on.
So what
to
we're
talk
saying
about why she
is,
wants
you know,
votes.
Not that, hacking or fraud has necessarily taken place. I don't think we have evidence of that, but I think it's only natural and it's good for Americans to be reassured that our votes are counted, especially after such a divisive and bitter election where 80% of Americans, according to a New York Times poll, basically said they were disgusted with this election. They didn't like the candidates that we were limited to. They were screaming for open debates and other choices. It was a very bitter election where so many people were voting against their worst fear rather than for the candidate that they wanted. I think this is a very positive step, and the fact that it has basically funded itself overnight reflects the incredible hunger out there among the American people to actually start doing something positive and to start creating an election system that we can believe in.
Give that woman some credit. She can sell some BS. She just admitted right there to CNN that she wants to recount votes based off of emotion, based off of feelings. And not only is that her reason, she got people to donate millions. There's an S on the end. Millions. To do it. Just so people can rest assured. I haven't heard anybody not assured that their vote wasn't counted. There's issues. There's always issues. Did my ballot get counted? Did this go through the right way? There were issues on election day with machines malfunctioning. But enough to warrant the recount of an entire state or three? Hell, why stop there? Let's just recount all of them. Why not? You talk to some of these people.
And they'll have that tone in their voice, that little nasally. What do you have to lose? What are you afraid of? What do you have to lose? What are you afraid of?
Nothing. 8 years of Obama that we've just gone through, and what, the other option is Hillary? No, we have absolutely nothing to lose. What proof do these people have? What circumstances warrant a full recount among one and possibly three states total? Why is that question not good enough? Nate Shellman here, filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show. Should these votes be recounted? Just for feelings. 844-344-2423. 844-DIG-CHAD. Nate Shellman filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show.
I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Nate Shellman filling in for Chad Benson here on The Chad Benson Show. Wisconsin looks like they will, thanks to Jill Stein, recount their votes. Why? Well, so Jill Stein can look at all the Wisconsin voters and say, oh, your vote counted. She has no evidence. She has no reports. She was able to raise millions of dollars. Just to get, just for this. And for what? To accomplish what? To allow every voter to let them know that their vote was counted. Should the votes be recounted for just that, for feelings, for emotion? Jim, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, good evening, sir. I just have a couple remarks about this recount. I'm anxious to know if Ms. Stein and the rest of the Democrats will be willing to accept after the recount, you know, the actual counts for Hillary being off, you know, as far as the illegals and you know, I'm not much into social media. I don't know what to believe or not, but, I mean, it's been quoted as there's millions of dead voters that have voted for Hillary. And I'm just wondering if the Democrats will accept Hillary's numbers being lower in these states.
How can you not if they're recounted? And I guess that goes to the other statement of, I didn't hear anybody bringing that up before. You know, this is not led by Hillary Clinton. Jill Stein cost Hillary Clinton Wisconsin. She got 30,000 votes.
Right.
Hillary lost Wisconsin by 27,000.
Right.
You know?
And
these people got to get over it.
Will they acknowledge it,
Jim? You know what, Jim? I'm tight on time. My apologies. Will they acknowledge it? I don't know. They'll probably just figure out some other way or concoct some other way to delay an electoral vote. Let me get Chris. Chris, you're on the Chad Benson Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say all the money that Jill's raised, and you listen to her soundbite you guys just played, she said Americans are hungry. Yeah, they're hungry. They could take those millions of dollars and do a lot more things with it, feed people and take care of people that need clothing and stuff. It's just nuts what they waste money on.
Wasn't she one of the ones that campaigned against big money? I mean, wasn't that one of her clarion calls? She didn't want to raise, and she didn't. She didn't raise this much money when she was running as a candidate. You know, give her credit. Chris, should the votes be recounted?
No, I mean, but it's not going to prove a dang thing, and they could use that money for so much better things.
Well, Chris, answer the first question. Should the votes be recounted?
It doesn't matter. The public has elected a president,
Chris,
and they need to accept it.
Chris, I'm going to load a gun. Chris, I'm going to load a gun, all right? I'm going to put that gun to your head. I'm going to hear yes or no come out of your mouth, okay? If I don't, by the way, this is a make-believe gun, just for those of you that you get all nervous about this crap. This is a make-believe. If I pull the trigger, you're going to have to buy me whatever I want for Christmas. Should the votes be recounted, yes or no?
They have the right to, and if they want to waste their money, yes, they can count.
All right. You know, I guess that's the best answer we can get. Chris, appreciate you for playing. Yeah. You know, Wisconsin said, if you want the votes recounted, it's going to cost you $1 million or two or whatever it is. They raised the money. Crowdfunding. Beautiful thing. Do we have time for Jill Stein's final quote on this? Oh, no, we don't have time. Keep an ear to this, because this is just one state. I think this movement is going to go, and they're going to try it again in Michigan, which was just called for Donald Trump today, which means Donald Trump, now we can officially say, won Michigan. He now has over officially 300 delegates. It was a slim margin. It was tight. There might be a recount in Michigan. There might be a recount in Pennsylvania. I just wonder, why do we get recounts for feelings? Why do we get recounts just so we can feel good about each other? Now, to the best of my knowledge, I think Chad is going to be back next week. Is that correct, Studio Control? Chad's going to be back next week? All right. Chad will be back Monday. It was an honor to keep the seat warm for him and keep the meters moving. My name's Nate Shellman, filling in on the Chad Benson Show. You have a wonderful weekend.
Chad Benson Show.